It just makes sense that Roberts Plumbing is a proud sponsor of Can Do Radio, because when it comes to your plumbing, we can do. Call 770-534-2373 today.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today. We have started off this show talking about one of my Just Got Back trips. I just got back from Spain, and I was visiting the region of Castilla and León. And we are talking about some of the trivia. So let's see if the listeners have found the answer to this question. What is the difference between a cathedral and a basilica?
Again, it's an interesting question. I think a cathedral is a church of the diocese, and it may or may not be a basilica.
Well, that is true. That is true. And they could also have some of the remains that may be buried there as well.
Right.
So those are some of the things that make the difference there. Now, at the during the time when we were there, we got a chance to see a lot of cathedrals and a lot of areas where there were different significant people, families who maybe built the churches and the cathedrals were buried there as well. But now, back on my journey through Castilla and León, on the second day, we traveled to a city called Alba de Tormes, which is a city where St. Teresa lived her last days in a cell in the convent there. Now, this expedition about her life really features a lot of the things that she did in that particular town, since that is where she passed away.
It's interesting. I mean, when you think of cities and museums like that in that area, there's quite a few of them. But there's one city you talked about that you visited in that area there, or one area. And what that area is?
Salamanca, which is a city of knowledge. It's one of the has one of the oldest universities in that city. But it's also a very cosmopolitan city with a really, really well-preserved historical and monumental legacy. So it, too, is one of those UNESCO World Heritage Cities. And as part of St. Teresa's tour, there are several points of interest that you can learn a lot more about her as well. In that city is the House of St. Teresa, where she lived for 4 years, and it was actually given to her by someone in her family. Actually, her sister's husband, her brother-in-law, and his family gave her that house, and she lived there with a group of nuns for a while.
And some cathedrals in that area?
Oh, absolutely. There are definitely some cathedrals there. There are cathedrals all around. There's a really large one there. The Cathedral of Salamanca is there. And it, of course, has also some significance to St. Teresa in her life as well. And the Convent of San Esteban, pronounced that correctly, which was a place for studying truth and knowledge. And, you know, that was one of the things about St. Teresa, too. She was all about teaching knowledge, people, you know, gaining wisdom about things. I mean, she was truly a reformer. And when you think about during that period of time, women were really not allowed to become educated. So she was really definitely ahead of her time.
Well, that's true. There are other points of interest there as well. Can you talk about some of those?
Yeah, there's this plaza called the Plaza Mayor, which is a beautiful plaza during the daytime. But we had dinner there, and I just really think that that was my favorite time to be there. I mean, it's a lovely square in the evening because you have that cool air. It's filled with folks that are walking, talking, chatting with each other, strolling around. People are sitting and having ice cream or having tapas. And it was really nice to just see the sunset. And it's like the sky turns a deep blue, like a blue glow. So it was really, really pretty. But there's also the Roman Bridge, and you can take a walk across it, or at least maybe stand and look if you don't want to walk all the way across it. And if the stones that that bridge is made of could talk, I just think that would be a really fascinating story to hear the history of all the people who have walked across that bridge and just the activities and the events that that bridge has seen take place in that region.
That's neat. I mean, the Romans have been around a long time. When you got a society or a place where you have the Romans that you know, are you going back thousands of years? And again, they were one of the people that mastered the use of the arch. And that was allow you to do beautiful stone structures, very large, particularly for that time and age, without that type of technology.
Well, that's correct. And you can see a lot of the Roman influence and a lot of the structures that are there, a lot of the cathedrals that are built, a lot of the stone buildings that are built. You can definitely see that Roman influence there. But, I want to talk a little bit more about that university, because I also thought of you when I was going through there as well, not because it was an old university, but because I was just fascinated with it, because I know how much you like to learn new things as well.
Well, that's true. I mean, these places, centers of medicine, centers of philosophy, those are all points where they're probably doing a lot of things and advancing areas in those particular areas of science.
That's true. That's true. And what was fascinating about it, too, is that each of the rooms had a different color based on the study that was taking place in there. So, for instance, you may have a room that was yellow or a room that was white. So depending on what you were studying, then that determined what color you would see. So yellow was medicine, white was theology, and blue was philosophy. And as I mentioned earlier, women were not allowed to attend this university until the mid-19th century, so pretty far into the existence of that school. But one of the other things I found really interesting there, too, is that there were benches, and we were asking about the benches there. And our tour guide, who's actually from Salamanca, Mercedes, said that the benches were not there for the first couple of hundred years because benches just hadn't been created at that point. So the people would either stand during their classes or they would sit on the floor.
I guess the bench was a great invention.
The bench was definitely a great invention. And it seemed kind of rudimentary, I guess you might call it, you know, to us, you know, when we saw it. But, you know, when you think about it, that probably was a great invention at that particular time. We then went on to a town called Alberca, which is a very small town in the south province of Salamanca. And it's a mountain town with very interesting architecture. And it really made me think about our area here in Georgia called Helen, because the architecture and the structure of the homes really reminded me of more Switzerland or Germany as opposed to Spanish.
True, true, true. But was there a French influence there?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. There was a French influence, and not only French, but also Jewish influence as well in that particular area. And the houses were built going higher up than just one level. So you had the ground floor, which was for the animals. The first floor was for living. And then the second floor was the kitchen. And the third floor was where they kept the food and things of that nature. Now, the village has also been declared a historical artistic site because of just the way that it looks. And a lot of artists like to come there. A lot of writers like to come there. And also quite a bit of filming for movies and things like that has taken place there. But now in 1592, though, the Jews were pushed out. And they were told to either they had to leave or they had to convert to Christianity. And one of the things that they did, which I found kind of interesting to see whether or not they were really going to do this converting over to Christianity, was they had to slaughter their pigs and hogs out in the public so that everyone could see whether or not they were actually going to do it. Because, you know, in the Jewish religion, pork is not something that is consumed.
That is true. But other religions as well, particularly the Muslim faith.
That is true. That is true. And then our next stop was Medina del Campo, which we visited a small town there, too. It's a farming area, and you would have enjoyed this area because we had a chance to see an organic farm, and I know how much you love that. And we got a chance to also see a couple of other things, too. There's a museum, and it has some of the original furnishings of St. Teresa, which was really fascinating to go and see her room still intact after all of these years. So that was really fascinating to see, too. And the nuns are still there, and they still have mass there, and they still keep her room just as it was when she was living. So very fascinating, huh?
Well, it is. Again, you're talking about huge spans of time relative to other places. The United States, you go back 200 years, and you've pretty much lost a lot of the fundamental things when you think of architecture that was brought over here to the New World.
Exactly, and certainly not a bed that dates all the way back to the 16th century or something like that, so absolutely not that. But now, you know, we have a lot more information to share with you, and I really want to talk with you about the food because I know that's one of your areas that you really love. And like I said, I mean, it was so much food. We had great lunches and dinners and everything, so I want to talk about that, and I want to, you know, share that with the listeners as well. And the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, beautiful vacation rental cottages down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And Sapelo is spelled S-A-P-E-L-O. I did have one listener ask me, how do you spell Sapelo? So it's S-A-P-E-L-O. So check out their website for a great vacation really close by down to the Georgia coast at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Also, you could give them a call at 912-223-6515. Now, when we come back, we will continue talking about my wonderful, wonderful trip to Castile and Leon in Spain. I had such a wonderful time. I'm really getting nervous that I'm going to be able to get everything included in this 1 hour. I did so many wonderful things and had such a great time. So you guys sit tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more. Just got back on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.